When I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, back in the late 70s, there was a wonderful TV news meteorologist named Marv Holowinski, who not only reported on the weather, but also gave a lot of insights into weather patterns. One night he talked about global warming and said his prediction was that rather than the Earth uniformly getting warmer, he expected weird weather extremes, including unusually cold spells as well as hot ones. If I recollect correctly, he also suggested that the number and average strength of hurricanes would increase because of the added energy in ocean storm systems as the water temperature increased. Of course, no single season or single storm can ever be explained as climate change, since vagaries of weather have always been with us. But when year after year we have unusual spring weather patterns, I can't help but think of Marv Holowinski. This year's April cold has been very hard on insectivorous birds. Marge Gibson, a wonderful bird rehabber in Antigo, Wisconsin, who founded the Raptor Research Group, wrote to the Wisconsin Bird Chat yesterday, "For those of you who have had purple martin fatalities with the cold temperatures, I would appreciate it if you could drop me a note as to numbers of dead and total number of birds in your colony. My thanks to those who have corresponded." Marge continues, "Supplemental feeding will continue to be important for several days as the insects return to their normal numbers. Tree swallows were hit hard as well. I would suggest to those with bluebird houses to check the houses for swallow bodies. Nesting will not take place or will be delayed if a body remains." Marge said that during the past 4 days she's taken in 57 purple martins and 35 tree swallows and hundreds of dead birds. After Marge's sad post, Kent Hall of Stevens Point wrote, "So sorry to hear about the high mortality rate in martins and tree swallows. I can also tell you that the Aldo Leopold Audubon Society Bluebird Trail lost 19 nests last week, mainly to house sparrows that took over nest boxes apparently vacated by adult bluebirds trying to survive. Our nest loss will probably continue for the next 3 weeks as we recognize the large number of nests that were vacated in favor of parental survival." Ken continues, "This sustained cold has apparently been very difficult on insectivorous birds, and I thought that the rain and cold of last year was a huge problem." It's sad when any bird dies, but somehow we feel the pain more when we come upon a dead little bluebird or swallow in the nest box we set out with such hope and optimism. It once was perfectly true that this kind of spring's toll didn't make much difference to the overall population of swallows or bluebirds, and even when populations were hurt, they could quickly recover. But the pesticide soup we've made of our environment, the speeding automobiles and prowling cats and invisible glass barriers and destroyed habitat, make population rebounds harder every year. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that May will be much balmier than April was, and that these endearing birds can have one or two successful nestings yet this year. Meanwhile, make sure your boxes are clean right now. Monitoring them is fun and rewarding for us, and really can help identify problems that will help your birds in the long run. For the Birds is supported by Binoculars.com and KUMD. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the Birds.